So, v'siyata d'ishmaya, baruch Hashem, we're here in Shara Yichu Tzfat, and we're going to be learning about connecting to tzaddikim, right? We've been learning this in the Biyam Darkecha, and we're up to page Shin Kaf Bet, in the idea of Emunat Chachamim, and we're going to learn about two different ways that we connect to a tzaddik. And the idea that the tzaddik is the shadchan, and maybe we'll get to ibur and different things, is that Hashem will see. To get started, there's two different ways that you can connect to a rav. The majority of people, when it comes to connecting to a tzaddik, majority of people out there, and this is the first level, are looking for the aspect of what's called a king. Everything I'm about to say right now, for you here in person and those virtually, you have to understand they're extremely, again, extremely deep things. Sometimes it just comes off very easily, like I'm saying these things normally. Chassidut and Kabbalah are rooted in extremely deep ideas that take a lot of time to understand and to integrate and to live with and to navigate, right? These are deep, deep ideas. And we're giving over a couple line introduction. Don't think from what I'm about to say you understand the full depth of it and how it plays out in life and how it feels. But again, we're here to learn the ways, and each one has to go on their own journey to get deeper in these avodas. So when it comes to connecting to the tzaddikim, the majority of people are looking for this aspect of a king. And they want, so to say, a tzaddik that they can nullify themselves to. A rav that they are able to, right, give in to. And by way of that, they, so to say, are expressing their nullification, their bitul to Hashem. By way of having this rabbi that is holy and doing everything that he tells me to do, not everything, right, but yes, everything if I ask him and I'm following his advice and I'm in his community and whatever it is, the way of life that comes with that individual tzaddik, the more I nullify myself to him, it's my way of expressing to Hashem that I'm giving in to Hashem. Again, like we talked about in this class, our idea when we're coming to connect to tzaddik, to a tzaddik and to tzaddikim in general, is only ever one thing, to connect to Hashem. It's never about the human being. It's that the human being is on a higher level, he's closer to the goal, so we connect to the goal. Like Reb Nachman says, connect to successful people. It's a good thing. They're successful, you connect to them, it's going to cling to you. So tzaddikim are successfully connected to the Shekhinah, you also want to be connected to the Shekhinah, connected with the tzaddikim. And by way of them looking out for a tzaddik that's like a king, this tzaddik is the aspect of Vayishev Shlomo al Kiseh Havaya. Shlomo sat on the throne of God. The king of Israel didn't sit on his own throne. He sat on the throne of God. Why? Because the house of David, Beit David, right? David HaMelech, his son Shlomo, and all of the righteous tzaddikim that will come out of them, the kings that will come out of them, they, in their kingship, reveal the kingship of Hashem. It's not about them. They are kings that fully express godliness in this world. So here's a proof of it out of the Tanakh, that Shlomo had a throne. Whose throne was it? Whose throne was it called? Hashem's throne. So to say, Shlomo ruling the people of Israel, not that Shlomo was God, it was a mashal, it was a parable, it was an analogy of a deeper revelation that God really is the king of the whole entire world. So too, right, that's the whole entire idea of Malchut Beit David, the kingship of Beit David, and that's what most people are looking to come to a tzaddik for. Let me see a godly person, a holy, holy person that acts in a way of revelation of God. Because the main way that simple people can elevate themselves is by way of their connection to the Rebbe. In a way that a person hears his voice and nullifies himself to him, and that is his expression of his connection to Hashem. Like it explained in the Gemara, and we said it nearly every class, in this idea of connecting to the tzaddikim, v'chi efshar lidabek b'shchinah, ele edbek b'talmidei chachamim. Can you connect? Can you really connect yourself to the Shekhinah? No, you can't. So what do? Connect yourself to Talmidei Chachamim. And this is the first and most fundamental level in connecting to a tzaddik. to nullify yourself to a tzaddik and to cling to his paths and to his instructions. Meaning, right? Like, let's just take Rabbi Nachman for example. Rabbi Nachman has what's called Likutei Etzot. What is it? It's all these different pieces of practical advice that could be pulled out of his teachings and things he said in his life. If you want to be a Breslover that follows the advice and the instructions of Rabbi Nachman, so then you learn his Torahs, you follow his advice, meaning you learn halacha and you do it what they do it, and you eat with patience and you work on your anger and you breathe more in life. All these different things that Rabbi Nachman gave out as, so to say, instructions and guidelines and pieces of advice of how to connect to Hashem. The more you nullify yourself to the instructions of Rabbi Nachman, what you're essentially doing is expressing your nullification to Hashem. How? By way of the teachings and the holiness of Rabbi Nachman. And that's what it's called when a person in our generation says, I'm a chassid of such and such Rebbe, right? Chabadniker says, I'm a chassid of Lubavitcher Rebbe. What does that mean? Lubavitcher Rebbe is, so to say, my king in this world. By way of his instructions and guidelines and Torahs and advice, I lead my life. Me giving in to the guidance and leadership of the Lubavitcher Rebbe is my way of connecting to Hashem. Not that the Lubavitcher Rebbe replaces God. It's just that I'm a low-level soul, don't know how to do these things myself, don't know how to grow myself. I need a Rebbe, I need a king. What does a king do? What does a Rebbe do? Tells you, this is what we do in our chassidut. We wear this kind of clothing. We sing these songs. We pray this thing standing up, this one sitting down, and so on and so forth. All the different minhagim. And if he's a posek, he's able to make halachot, and all the so on and so forth. Those, the chassidei chabad, right? There's ways that they do it. The chassidei brusiv, chassidei ashlag. There's certain paths that's what we do. The simple people that are inside those communities, their way to connect to Hashem is by way of their Rebbe. Again, never to replace it. It's just, that's their path. That's their path. But the Talmid Chacham and the Tzadikim, they're not looking for a guide. Sorry, they are looking for a guide only. Say it again, just to be clear. The Talmidei Chachamim and the Tzadikim are looking for a guide. They're looking for a Rebbe that's their guide. They're not looking for a king. Because on their level, the king is only Hashem. Meaning, their goal is a deep connection to Hashem, and that's it. But you receive from the Rav ways of understanding and comprehending and guidance and intention and direction, and you also get the light that's on the Rebbe. Because even if you're a Talmid Chacham and you're a Tzaddik, your Rebbe is closer than you. So he has more Shechina than you. And if you want Shechina, so now I understand. Alright, I want the Shechina, but there's a man here that has it more than me. So what do? I go learn from him. I ask his advice. Being around him, I get from that light. But my goal is not him. My goal is God. It's just, I understand that there's hierarchy in the world. And there's levels. And I'm here, and he's there. So I go to him. Why? Not because of him. Because he's closer to my goal. You following? Because in the beginning of the Avodah, when a person still hasn't got to the proper level of purification, of rectification, that he could have the Shekhinah resting on him himself, therefore he has to receive from his Rav. And I'm going to say this outside of the book, even if you have gotten to a level where your Shekhinah is resting on you, you still have someone that can do that more than you. There's still someone that's better than that and more refined and more purified than you. So you go to the Rav, he can teach you Torah, he can teach you the ways of Hashem, so that you have, so to say, more of a direct connection to be able to attain the Shekhinah that should come down on you. Therefore, whoever wants to get to this level, in the beginning, you have to be like Yehoshua. Like Yehoshua and Moshe. Meaning, you have to receive from the tzaddik. And the way to receive from the tzaddik is level by level. In the beginning, you just look at his face. Right? On his face, there's a revelation of the light of the Shekhinah. And you connect yourself to him and to his sanctity and the holiness that he's brought in. And you have intention to bring that Shekhinah on you, so that you also have the Shekhinah dwelling on you. And your whole entire intention is for the Kiddushah of the Shekhinah, for the sanctity of the Shekhinah. that the tzaddik is nullified too, and because he nullified himself, the Shekhinah is able to fill him up. But my goal is the Shekhinah. And sometimes a person is able to feel it and sometimes they're not. Like everything else when it comes to feeling in Avodat Hashem and feeling in life, right? There's times that we feel and there's times that we don't. And if a person can, then afterwards he should strip away all of the physicality and only connect to the soul level of connection that we have here as if my soul is on the same level of the tzaddik in front of the Shekhinah. Right? So I come to connect, meaning if I have a Rebbe that has a holy Beit Midrash, so I come and I'm there. Why? Because if he's a tzaddik, that means that the Shekhinah is present there for sure. No questions asked. Every synagogue is holy. Every synagogue in the world that has 10 people with the right mindset inside of it brings down the Shekhinah. No questions asked. But then if you have that everywhere and then another one with a tzaddik and that, then obviously there's going to be amplified energy where there's a super holy person. So I go there to pray. I choose to pray in a place like that. I want to learn a Beit Midrash like that. Why? Because there's more Shekhinah there, and my goal is always to connect to Hashem. So I go to a place like that, and then when I'm in it, when I'm in the mindset, when I come to connect to a Rebbe, and I'm looking at his face, and I see these lights coming off. Again, you can't see physical light, but you see it, you feel it, you see it. You see that there's Kiddushah there. When you see that, at a certain point, you have to stop, connect deeper from soul to soul, see that now that I'm here physically with him, so then I'm also spiritually here with him, and since he is nullified and he's connected to the Shekhinah, so that means I'm also nullifying myself and I'm nullifying him in order to connect to the Shekhinah. Therefore, right, you have to have that level of Yeshua. Yeshua was there by Moshe Rabbeinu day and night. It says about him that he didn't move at all from the tent. Meaning wherever Moshe was, Yeshua wanted to be there. He wanted to be with Moshe. And by way of that, afterwards, he elevated to become Moshe himself. When Moshe passed, Yeshua became the king. He became the Mashiach that took the people into the land of Egypt, into the land of Israel. Right? He filled in the shoes, so to say, of Moshe Rabbeinu. And we're taught in Chazal that the fact that the elders saw Yeshua only as the face of the moon, meaning Moshe was the sun, and Yeshua was the moon, meaning he's only reflecting the light of his Rebbe, at a certain point that became a blemish. That became a problem. That became the wrong thing to do. Why? You consider him as a Talmid, as a student. The second Moshe Rabbeinu passed away, he's the Rebbe, he's the king, he's the Mashiach. There is no more Moshe. In Shemaim there's Moshe, the lights of Moshe, the teachings of Moshe. But Yeshua's in charge right now. The Shekhinah, if it has to reveal itself to someone in the world, which it always has to do, it always has to be a physical human being, walking this world, alive, breathing, eating, going to the bathroom like all of us, that the Shekhinah is resting on him, alive in every single generation. You can connect to other tzaddikim from previous generations. There is someone in every generation that's holding that light. If it was Moshe, it was only Moshe until he was in the kever, in the grave. The second that he laid down in that grave, Yeshua received all of that light. So even the elders that knew of the level of Moshe have to nullify themselves now to Yeshua. You can't treat him as a Talmid anymore because the reality has changed. The Rebbe left, so now the Talmid takes over. Obviously, if he's fitting and taking on the role and willing to accept the role, and if he's not, it goes to someone else because that's how the system's made. The light always has to be on someone. Just to finish off this idea, because for sure the idea is, the goal is to always have Ashrat HaShekhinah, to have the level of Shekhinah on every single person. But it has to go first things first through the tzaddik, because it can't be that a regular person gets it faster than a person that's worked so much harder. A person who knows how to nullify himself to Kiddushah, to holiness, to give in to Hashem more than anybody else, is the person that's fitting to receive the Shekhinah more than anybody else. So there's no way that you could skip those levels, right? There's thousands of people ahead of you in life. Thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, right? Once you get past all of them, you're going to start to see that there's tons of tzaddikim in the world, hundreds of tzaddikim in the world. When you get past them, you're going to realize there's 36 tzaddikim that are above every single person in the world. And then you're going to find out that there's one above all. Our goal is to connect to as many of those people along the path that we can, that are holy, that are connected, that have Shekhinah on them. And we keep growing level to level, right? When we're younger in school, so our Rebbe, our teacher in school, if you're in Cheder in a good kosher school, right? So that person, or your local Orthodox rabbi, that person is the highest level of Shekhinah that you can get. You manage to come to the land of Israel. You start to see, okay, where that local Orthodox rabbi was in America is where the high schoolers that are in yeshiva are in Israel. And then it starts to grow and grow, and you start to, rabbis, Rashi yeshivot, Rashi kolelim, rabbis of whole entire chassidiyot, tzaddikim, there's levels and levels and levels, and you on your own journey, you're also going to go from level to level, and the more Shekhinah you want, the more you're going to seek out a person that has more Shekhinah. And you cling to him, and you can attach yourself to him, and you go, and you listen to his advice in life, and you apply it, and you remove the externalities of yourself and him, and all of the advice, to remember that it's all there just to bring you to Hashem. In order to get this level of purification that the Shekhinah can rest on you yourself, you have to receive the paths in Torah. Right? How to get out of the confusion. Migana mevucha. What's gana mevucha? The maze. The garden maze. Why is it called the garden maze? Because gan is 53. There's 54 parashot. Gan na'ul achoti. The Torah is called the locked, the sealed garden. That's the maze. But it doesn't have to be a maze. It's meant to be a maze for people that are not proper to get in, to keep them out. But there's definitely ways into the Torah. You just have to learn how to get in there. You have to learn the ways to get in there. Why? Because again, your goal should be to connect and to cling to the Shekhinah yourself. But you have to go to the Tzaddikim to learn the ways. You have to learn how to get there. In order to do that, you have to be a Tzaddik to really, really be purified. And as long as you're not really a Tzaddik, so then you need the tzaddikim to go to. Because they have the Shekhinah. And therefore, he only knows the true ways to get in there. And we have to come there to learn from him. And after the Talmid merits by way, the student merits by way of his rabbi, to get to the Shekhinah, then you get to the level of what Hashem said to Yeshua, "Ka'asher ha'iti Moshe, iyeimach." And that's why it was a blemish for all of those, and that's why it was a problem for all those that didn't understand it. Hashem said to Yeshua outright, like I was with Moshe, I will be with you. Need more than that? Pasuk from Hashem Yitbarach. Hashem saying you outright, Yeshua, you are Moshe. Again, this has nothing to do with what's going on inside Yeshua's mind, and how he has to keep his ego checked and realize that he's not the previous generation. But on the other hand, inside Yeshua's mind as well, he has to embrace the fact that he's the leader. Moshe didn't cut corners. Moshe fought for the Jewish people. Moshe fought every other nation that came across him. So too now, if I don't embrace that I am Moshe of my generation, how could I fight for my people? Because Moshe definitely, with his humility, saw himself as the leader of the Jewish people. Saw himself as the Mashiach. He knew he was Mashiach. Humility doesn't mean you're running away from your role. Right? So too Yeshua. Hashem tells you, I'm with you. So yeah, I'm with you. You are the new Moshe. What does that mean for all 3 million other Jews in the desert? Nullify yourself. There's a leader. There's a person that's bringing down Shekhinah, just like Moshe Rabbeinu. So too in our generation. It cannot be that the rabbis of our generation died 200 years ago or 30 years ago. It cannot be. It cannot be, because they both spoke in a way that it's in every generation. Itpashtuta de Moshe bechol dara. The expansion of Moshe in every single generation, meaning the living tzaddikim of every generation have to teach that generation how to connect to Hashem. It can't be that purely from 200 years ago you can completely advise on this generation. With all due respect to whatever tzaddik it was. Right? We had Moshe, then we got Rashbi, then we got the Arizal, then we got the Baal Shem Tov, then we got Reb Nachman. And now we have in our generation as well tzaddikim that are bringing all of those stories deeper levels, with newer advice, with more refined ways for our generation of how to go into it. Right? For the Arizal, you did one sin, 84 fasts. Let's see someone a day nowadays apply that properly. The masses go and apply the advice of the Arizal and how to connect to God. Back then that was the level. Now it's a different. right? And what Reb Nachman said 200 years ago, a lot of that also is not so shayach for our generation now. A lot, majority of it is, but some isn't. And what is and what isn't still needs to be brought down to you and clarified on a rabbi that's closer to you, and that's living you, and living with you in this generation and knows you. This is the idea of connecting to the tzaddik in two different ways. One more small idea on the shadchan. This is the idea of connecting to the tzaddik, to connect to the Shekhinah that is resting on the tzaddik. Because the Shekhinah is resting on the tzaddik, not in a way that it is inside the body of the tzaddik, God forbid. God forbid to say that. That the tzaddik himself becomes the Shekhinah, God forbid. It just rests on top of him like a cloud. Right? Like a bridge, so to say. The bridge is not the destination. The bridge is what helps you get to the destination. But it's not the destination itself. And the bridge itself is not the place that you're going to. So too, the tzaddik has the cloud, has the energy of the Shekhinah on him. Not that the body of the tzaddik, God forbid, becomes the Shekhinah. Like some 2 billion people in the world have made the mistake to think about a dead Jew. And a person, a normal person, can't receive from that light if he's not ready and fitting to receive that. Only by way of connecting himself to one that is a tzaddik, that the Shekhinah is resting on him, then it will be able for us also to have access, and then also it can rest on us according to our level and according to where we find ourselves. The Arizal talks about this a lot. It's very, very deep ideas. V'amar b'yom ahu halo al ken en Elohai b'kirubim matzuni arot ha'ele. It says about when Amalek came, it says, why? Because Hashem is not in my midst. All these bad things found me. Hashem is not in my midst. En Elohai b'kirubi. What were they really talking about? There's no kiddush, there's no Shekhinah around here, so then bad things can come. Right? But by way of being connected to the tzaddik, so then there is kiddush around there. Bad things can't come. And even if bad things come, it's all chesed, it's all rachamim. There's levels on top of levels of this level of how much the tzaddik is the shadchan, the matchmaker, the pair between you and the Shekhinah. And even if a person has a little bit of Shekhinah dwelling on him, he has to go to a tzaddik that's bigger than him in order to receive from that level and a higher level. So we find that the tzaddik is like the shadchan, like Reb Nachman said. Meaning, the whole entire idea of the tzaddik, from the side of the tzaddik himself, it's not about him. It's what does the tzaddik connect me to? And only then I understand that only by way of him will I get there. And again, I said this in either the first or the second class. We all know people in our lives that have tzaddikim in their life and that don't. And it's heaven and earth. It's heaven and earth. One's living with Shekhinah. One's living with much more dat Torah, clarity of their mind from a pure place. And the other person is filled way more with anxieties and troubles and pains. But that's, again, only if it's done in the right way. I know also a lot of people that connect to tzaddikim, and they make the tzaddik into too much. And then when they get disappointed, then they don't understand. It's because they didn't understand this. The Shekhinah is on the tzaddik. Not that the tzaddik himself is God. God forbid. It's not that. He's a human being like everybody else. He's just closer to the goal than you. In a certain way, it's a cheap way of saying it, but I'm going to say it. Just maybe someone could comment below or correct me. You have to use these people. And then I'm not saying to use and abuse, right? But use. Meaning, I want to get to a certain goal. These are one of my tools that I was given in my Avodat Hashem in spirituality. A tool that was given to me is having a connection, a relationship with a holy, holy, holy person that can give me advice and ways into the Torah so I myself can integrate and have more Shekhinah on me. You have to use them. They're there to be used, truthfully. Not abused. Not used and abused, but used. Meaning, you have a question in life, go to the tzaddik. You need advice, go to the tzaddik. You're trying to work on how to get closer to Hashem, go to the tzaddik. Ah, he doesn't have time, so go 15 times. Go. Just keep going until you can get something in. Why? Because it's your personal goal to connect to Hashem. And you cannot do it by yourself completely. You could to a certain levels. To get Shekhinah, you need someone that's closer to that. Bizat Hashem. And we all be blessed to have true shadchanim and true tzaddikim to learn from and connect to so we can get pure, cleaner, more rectified lights of the Shekhinah in our lives. B'zat Hashem.